Welcome back to English Only with the Doctor on GraphHit 94.9 FM, where we journey into the discovery of the stories being told through Canadian music, poetry, art, cinema, and culture. This is the Doctor speaking, and this week's story lets the music itself tell its own story and gives a voice to those who politically, in Canadian history anyway, haven't had one, the First Nations people. Now, I think if you ask or have a poll of people around here and ask them what they know about the First Nations people in Canada, most of them will put two fingers behind their head and smack their face because, and make a funny noise because that is their idea of what the Indigenous people are. They're just Indians. Now, in Canadian history, it was a lot more complicated. The Indigenous people were thriving before the Europeans came. And little by little, community by community, year by year, they were slowly and meticulously destroyed. And this comes from the vision of someone who's spent a bit of time in the Arctic communities, as well as participated in traditional ceremonies with Native people. Now, I am no expert in the idea of what is Indigenous. I have Métis blood in me. I have historically and heritage interest in the communities. And I've been invited as an honorary member. But again, this does not make me an expert on any level. What I do understand is that when the government or when the education system or even when the religious systems came to Canada, in the areas where tribal life thrived, they made decisions that were based on power, oppression, shielding themselves behind the idea that they're doing good. But in fact, no good was done. Removing culture, belief systems, language, in less than a generation, is what happened to these Indigenous people that, again, were thriving. An example I have from my personal history is where I'm from in Edmonton, Alberta. Edmonton, a long time ago, was divided into two cities. There was Strathcona and then there was Edmonton, and it was divided by a big river. The Strathcona were natives, and they were commercial experts. The natives that I knew from that particular area were multilingual, some of whom could speak 7 or 8 different languages fluently. And when Edmonton decided to move across the city and take over the Strathcona area, the natives of the area who had lived there and thrived there for hundreds of years were annexed. And annexing means removed completely from the environment by force and taken someplace else. Now, some people will say, well, they were given free land and free homes and money. That might be true. But think of it from this perspective. These people who thrived in commercialism, where their jobs were to trade and to fish and to hunt, were moved into a barren soil and given a bunch of cattle and said, now you're farmers. So, on the idea and on the note and the continued inspiration of allowing people voice in a time where everyone's voice needs to be heard, we're going to give it back to them. I introduce the 12-year-old, amazing-voiced Noah Green from a family trio band called the Chubby Cree from Edmonton, Alberta, and his song, Rock Your World. Tonight.
standing by the doors, hit the floors, don't get okay, yes, I'm gonna rock away, yeah, I am. Standing by the doors, hit the floors, don't get okay, yes, I'm gonna rock away, yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, this next band I'm going to introduce you to is a traditional drumming band from Frog Lake, Alberta, called Young Spirit. And they are a Cree round dancing songs, and that's their traditional way of singing music. Unfortunately, the recording I have isn't fantastic because most of this stuff is not recorded in the studio, but rather live. But enjoy anyway. Now, my experience in a drumming circle has been limited, but I have participated in quite a few sweats. Now, what a traditional sweat is you have to imagine that it is representative of the elements of the earth, of Mother Earth. And you're in a rounded hut, and it's rounded, bellowing like the belly of a pregnant woman. Inside the hut is in the exact middle is a small little hole or larger hole dug into the ground. And on the left-hand side of the hut are all of the women, and they're dressed completely in dresses and long sleeve shirts. And on the left and the right-hand side is all the men, and they're all in their underwear, so they're completely exposed to the elements. And the hut is completely insulated. It is dark, blacker than you can possibly imagine the blackest black can be. You don't see in front of you, beside you, and your eyes never, ever adjust. And as you sit in there, you have a priest and a priestess, and their jobs are slightly different. So in the drumming circle, and this kind of circle is called a healing circle, and they'll bring heated rocks that represent specific parts of the body or specific memories of the person that you're praying for that will have been heated for over 24 hours. And they bring one rock at a time, or three rocks at a time, or five rocks at a time. Again, always representing something that they're hoping to pray for. Starting with five basic rocks, one for the north, south, east, west, and one for the middle, meaning Mother Earth. And you can be in this hut after having fasted for 24 hours, up to 8 hours, continually being heated and steamed and heated and steamed and heated and steamed. The reason why the women wear their traditional clothing, meaning that they're completely clothed, is because they have a separate job than the men. The men's job in the prayer circle is to provide the spirits with a calling, meaning they call the spirits, and their job is to suffer. And the women's job, when the spirits are there, are to tell the spirits what to do or to persuade them into helping. And they're not meant to suffer. But imagine being in this black hut, being as hot as you could possibly be, thinking that you're never going to get out because you're trapped in this space, in the darkness. And hearing the drums and the screams and the yells and the chants, it's almost mesmerizing. Traumatic maybe, but mesmerizing. And on that note, there is another drumming circle kind of vibe that I wanted to introduce you to by the band called A Tribe Called Red, and this is Electric Powwow. Yeah! keeping on the idea of staying with voice and providing voice to people who don't generally have it, I've picked out a wonderful poem by Tyler Pencook, a Cree and Métis mixed human from the Slave Lake area in Alberta. Now, one thing that I think is really interesting about the Indigenous people is that they don't really fuss with labels. They fuss with culture. They fuss with voice. They fuss with pride in where they come from in terms of their heritage, because they're still struggling to regain that. But in terms of where I stand on the planet outside of the tribe doesn't seem to be something that's of great concern to them, especially in our current day and age where labeling or finding a labeled identity of who we are, if you're heterosexual, homosexual, gay, queer, lesbian, and so on, the Indigenous culture doesn't seem to care, because they already have for hundreds of years ago, they had considered that there was another option to heterosexuality. There was a woman, there was a man, and there have always been others. So on the voice, coming from the voice of Tyler Pencook from Alberta, they write, "It was in a boardroom that I witnessed the latest killing, a room filled with knowledgeable white people trying to understand what we offer, shaking their hands, not grasping the method, our language, asking, would that be recognized by others? Academics, I presume. Not seeing the power in their world, that their world had over the space. It was in this place that I saw the latest casualty. It was the silence of the only Indigenous woman in the room, in the anxiety that I could recognize, beaten out of us by the assertion that we were free to speak, but not able. And the ignorance that laid itself that day in the room, on that table, and covered the room in shame, a shame that white people create but can't see. I witnessed a murder here this day, when a woman's voice was silenced with a silent hand that we all recognize, whether it was in a boardroom, a jail cell, a distant farm, a space between trees and approaching headlights, or in the face of an officer standing tall, holding someone's jacket and shoes, something they may never see. And it scares me." It's a beautiful poem. So the next artist that I'm going to introduce is Chris Dirksen. They were nominated in the Juno Awards, and they are internationally respected as an Indigenous cellist and composer. So, rather than focusing on this chanting and the prayer, we're going to listen to a little bit of cello. Thank you. Now, this next artist that I'd like to introduce, I've already introduced. Her name is Shawnee Keesh, and she is also a two-spirited human from Alberta, originally from Ontario. And this is her song, I Left, But I Never Lied.
God, I know what I have done. You got your time to blow me up. Tell everyone what I did wrong. I did wrong. Oh, you're not gonna like this song. I survived by moving on. You light me up, but do they know? Do they know? I begged and I pleaded. 10 years you didn't see me. 10 years you didn't see me. Convinced a therapist I'm needed. That time I tried to let go. After crying on the kitchen floor, you give me dirty looks with your mom. All I wanted was to be loved. They can say whatever they want, but I never lied, I never lied. Never lied about the Lego. I never lied that I was moving on. And they can say whatever they want, but I never lied, I never lied. Oh. Looking at my judgment day, go ahead and crucify my name. I'm the criminal for my escape. I couldn't stay, no. I tried to make a happy home. I was the one that never did belong. You never liked my wine, you hated my mom. Do they know? I tried kicking, I was screaming. You never saw that I was bleeding. You wanted me when I was leaving, and I gave you everything of me, yeah. I never lied about the Lego. I never lied that I was moving on, and they could say whatever they want, but I never lied, I never lied. I never lied about the Lego. I never lied that I was moving on, and they could say whatever.
Welcome back. This is the Doctor speaking, and you are listening to English Only with the Doctor on Graphit 94.9 FM. Today, we are journeying into what is voice, specifically for the Indigenous people of Canada, the First Nations. So I love Shawnee Keesh. I love her voice. I think she is animated and deep in terms of lyrics and being. And her voice reminds me a little bit of our first musician on this set, the amazing and young from the trio Chubby Cree. It's a group that is comprised of his grandmother, his aunt, and himself. Noah Green. So we're going to switch venues a little bit and get into what is more modern in the indigenous musical realms. And we're going to jump into rap. This is the Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Their song is Where Are They At? And they're particularly interesting. They're from British Columbia. And they are First Nations from British Columbia. And where are they from exactly? They're from Kilimut, I think. I can't pronounce the word very well. Kitimat from British Columbia. And they just are fantastic. Enjoy.
How things change when the shit pops. No more time on my hands, but there's gold on my wristwatch. People come and go, you know people get dropped. And it's lonely at the top, but I'm good on me. I dropped out of college, put guap in my wallet. My pockets way fatter than Christopher Wallace. My profits seem profits, they told me to stop it. But that can't be stopped, man, my drip like a faucet. Custom piece on my necklace. And they throw 10 racks on my set list. Then we threw a couple hundred on some breakfast. Got no waste, man's on my guest list. Check the couple baddies off the checklist. Snotty nose flying around the Atlas. All my own songs, there was practice. You know how long I've been at this. Too long, so long, bye. Fake friends had to cut them ties. Me and my dog been them guys. You're too fake, I can see it in your eyes. In the stool when I sip on rye, I'm too lit and I cannot lie. Seen things make grown men cry. Been through hell, don't ask me why.
And tear my Chuck Taylors. I'm a real Nietzsche, my Nietzsche. I'll break the cap on haters. Creator, please answer my prayers. I see all the signs when you holler. Now I may not look like my Bible, but trust me, I look like my Bible. Started from the bottom of the totem pole. Knew that I would be it many moons ago. Kill a whale, make a killing, now you done know. Bougie made a fish and rice in my sushi roll. Can't stop, won't stop till my tick don't tack. Highs left my block. My name, but can't talk to my face. I'm child of the moon, I don't give you the time of day. So keep talking that bullshit. I be on my sin and bullshit. You ain't gotta like me, cause I love me. Long live my name forever. Where they at, where they at? I got my brains on. Where they at, where they at? Hey, real ones on my phone. Where they at, where they at? Hey, I know my team's on. Where they at, where they at? Hey,
my niche down. All my Dennis Rodman, that's weird, boy.
Catch him on the rebound.
Boards. Catch him feeling like courts. Going live while I'm cleaning my wards. All these haters want to flap their lips. Just cut it right now. Help me fit in my porch. I always wonder what it feel like being rich. But I guess I have to settle for being this. Second win for the 56th time. I've been in it for the motherfucking U-Haul stepping this. But I rap it for my Nietzsche's and they don't die. They just up in the bleachers. You can see them my features. High cheekbones with my eyes full of ether. Now what do I say? Life is so different, I'm pushing on, yeah. No packing up baggies at 4 in the morning. The phone was just blinging, they calling on me. Don't answer no more. Police is reaching, don't answer the door. They asking their questions, they thinking I'm trapping, I'm pushing record.
We're going to take a little trip a little bit further south, past the border between the United States and Canada, and fall into Minnesota. We have two rappers coming up in the next two songs, and they're both from the United States, just bordering the country from Canada. This first one His name is Tall Paul. Now, he is renowned for his freestyle rap, but what I particularly like about his music is what it says. Tall Paul from Minnesota. This is his song, Prayers in a Song.
I feel the latent effects of assimilation in a city native raised by bright light skyscrapers, born with dim prospects, little peace in living as a child. I hid it by the fact I wasn't wild like they called my ancestors. Imagine what it'd be to live nomadic off the land and free. Instead, I was full of heat like a furnace, cause I wasn't furnished with the language and traditional ways of my peeps. Yeah, I used to feel like I wasn't truly indigenous. Now I say me witch, get your money due for showing me my true roots. Definitely native, take responsibility for being educated. My people and customs originating from early phases of history. Yes, deeper than fried bread and contest powwows. Tears shed in the sweat, large prayers go out to all those I've wronged and who have wronged me. Gotta treat them like family. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch for me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and Dow with Shanam, me Wang Janukam of Yan. Nima show me sweet do coward shit, I'm Jit, I budget too young, Anishinabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to mind, K.I. Anishinabe, been my dizzy win. Becoming aware of a heartbeat's fragility, so I pray for my creator's will and humility. It seems my prayer's weak, I can't speak, not a linguist. Does he hear my English when I vent? I fear the answer to the question. This is symbolic of anguish I feel regarding language and the obligation of revitalizing something sacred. Failure to carry through is disgracing a nation. My first tongue's in need of a facelift, but deciphering conjugations like trying to find my way through a maze in the matrix. Complex. It's hard to start without an end aside from being fluent. I gotta push the limit if I'm gonna keep pursuing. So I use it in a way that relates to my life and vocab. Bring some entertainment to it, spit it on a track, and I take it out the class. Can't let what I lack become a self-defeating habit that'll make me wanna quit. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch for me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and Dow with Shanam, me Wang Janukam of Yan. Nima show me sweet do coward shit, I'm Jit, I budget too young, Anishinabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to mind, K.I. Anishinabe, been my dizzy win. It's far-fetched, but grandfather, please help me learn it. Help me assist in keeping it from burning. Don't let me quit and flee from working for a worthy purpose. Enlighten me and help me comprehend the effects of my service. I need a spark in my desire from something high. Pride and negative reminders killing my stride. Sometimes I'm the type that likes getting results overnight without sweating or stressing overnight. So I pray, Creator, give me strength, then I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, hear me now. I speak them out loud.
Thank you for tuning in to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Our next song is an artist called, best known as Sup Man. His name is Christian Parrish, and he takes rap and hip-hop and combined music synthesizing to a whole new level. This is his song, Prayer Loop Song. Thank you.
Right now, struggling, feel like giving it right now. I pray for you, pray that you come back home. I pray that you understand that you're never alone. I pray for the single mothers and the deadbeat dads. Drop the kids off and go party, gets me mad. So I pray, pray for peace and pray for change. Keep on praying when everything stays the same. And I pray for the pastors and all of the churches and those who cry nights on following hearses. I pray for you, pray for the sick and the poor. Pray for the rich man who don't give to the Lord. And I pray for wisdom and I pray for power. And I pray for be ready in the final hour. And I pray for those who keep judging ministry. And I pray for my friends and my enemies. Can somebody help me up? Who?
This is City Natives and their song Revival.
Shady, but do you blame me? Cause I'm a 90s baby. Grew up in a new era, fitted for the game. It's like I had to picture myself to get the right frame. Now I gotta maintain my life to get myself on the right track. All I need is one mic. Metaphorically, you can see I'm lyrical, an aboriginal lyricist, partially spiritual. Yeah, you know I do my thing with the ruckus and the pain and the crew I bring.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. City natives are the giants, come through, stomp you. You're feeling better cause I'm visible? Dude, I'm cute, cause y'all were sick until I came with the crew that boots. Any other competition with a hip-hop mentality? Got so many others pissed off and mad at me cause I don't have stacks like Rick Ross's salary. Shout out to our tribes, Mi'kmaq and Malisee, shit's raw. We have to be the sickest who did it. This shit isn't dead, it's just an invisible image. Fuck these pitiful critics, my lyrics split them in minutes. If hip-hop really died, then it's with us in spirit. Suckers don't fuck with the truth, I feel like busting your tooth. You ain't coming off the top like you were stuck on the roof. And we ain't dropping any bombs, just a couple of nukes. Making fun of the haters and the rap stuff they produce.
All my city natives natives in the crowd, put your hands up. Everyone that's repping for the click, better stand up. Homies on my rest, say I'm the shit. I'm the man, cuz expand our buzz, cuz I'm the sickest with the stanzas. Demonstrating how real it gets when you work at it. Verse addict, I spit flames, front and get burnt savage. Take a loss, hell nah, I'm on my A-game. Ball so hard, made the motherfucking game change. Can't maintain to keep a hoe. Leave her on the same day, I don't need these hoes. I need that work on the come up. All about the cash, kid, and I'm not that rich. Need money from the masses. I see the bigger vision, never need an intermission. I know money and everything, and wise with picking my fucking wishes. Listen up, you little bitches. City natives is a click, observe our inner vision.
East Coast, throw your hands up for this. Even NY natives showing love for this. Yeah, they can relate because the hustle gets intense. I'm from the reservation, so I'm like, fuck rent. Never paid a cent, rather invest in Mike's welfare check. Got me feeling like I'm set for life. I just take the negative and turn it to a positive. Take the game and change it, the native Jackie Robinson. This is half-ass, I ain't even trying to win. Banks, I keep the dollars in. Yeah, I got a lot of them, I might just hit the lottery. Said to be a prodigy, sleeping on politics now. Steve is tired of me, the demon inside of me is unleashing his irony. And I ain't trying to be Illuminati, so don't bother me or talk to me about selling my soul to the devil. Cause I got money to make, if he offers me a deal, I'll settle.
You're listening to Graphit on 94.9 FM, English Only with a Doctor. We've spent the last four songs listening to rap, Indigenous rap specifically, two musicians from the United States and two from Canada. This next musician, this next artist, his name is Frank Wallen, and he is remarkable. I don't know if I could class him as a rap artist. He is eclectic in his musical talents. He can rap as well as he can mix. He is a activist and he's been in the music scene since 2010. I don't know what to say about him except amazing things, to be honest. It is not just his music and the lyrics he uses, it's how he changes modern music to make it his own. From the Lakota area, this is Frank Wallen in his song, Bad Medicine.
Until I die. Keeps me up, tune it out and turn it up.
love that song. I don't know what it is. Bad Medicine. Now, my experience with Bad Medicine in the northern communities or even in the indigenous communities, I would focus on the introduction of alcohol. Now, I am of Native blood, and I can't consume alcohol very successfully. Living in France, I'm always told, well, you just have to practice. C'est l'entraînement. That you drink a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more, and your body eventually gets used to it. Well, my body doesn't. And most of the indigenous people that I know, their body is quite similar. The consumption of alcohol, I don't want to say it was directed, but certainly it was a very good manipulative tool for those first Europeans in trying to take power and riches from the indigenous populations. Bad Medicine, for me, anyway, in northern communities or indigenous communities, is related to the consumption and overconsumption of alcohol. Now, that's a whole history in itself, but I'd like to bring our attention back to A Tribe Called Red. One of the songs at the beginning, called The Electric Powwow, was written and conceived by A Tribe Called Red. This is the second song from them. They have changed their names to Hallucination Station. They went from a three-person hip-hop group to a two-person hip-hop group recently because one of the members of the band had health issues. This is Hallucination Nations and Sister from the North.
How are you?
Back with you on Off the Hook Radio.
It's DJ Buddha Blaze. You know, Electric Powwow is going on tonight.
That's right, A Tribe Called Red. Are you going to check them out? Give me a call.
Let me know. Let's get into the latest from nation to nation.
This is Sisters.
Thank you.
On behalf of Graph Hit 94.9 FM and me, the Doctor, I'd like to thank you for your time and attention as we have lingered through the delicate dynamics of the First Nations people in Canada, and we have just cusped the surface of the iceberg of their tumultuous history. On this path of remedy through voice and music, I would like to express my thanks and profound respect to the First Nations people for reasons that are too many to number. But that said, underlining their pride and their resilience and their resourcefulness, they have been nothing but an inspiration to me most of my life. My experiences in the North, for example, marked me so profoundly that when I left the Arctic community, I felt an absence and a void that I have yet to fill. I experienced things that I don't think I'll ever experience again. The hunt, the oneness with the soil and the sun, and the welcomeness of the community, as long as you approach them without judgment. One experience in particular that I had was witnessing traditional throat music. And as we end this session of English Only with a Doctor, I'd like to introduce you to what that means for throat music. Now, throat music is traditionally sung with the throat, obviously, but the purpose of it is to mimic the sounds of nature. Now, I didn't understand how complicated that was until I went on my first hunt. And in this hunt, we were hunting muskox. And over the sound of our snowmobiles, we could hear the thunderous power of the breath and hooves of the muskox we were hunting. And throat music, traditional throat music from the Inuit, is exactly that. It mimics those sounds. So as we end this session, as we reflect on the pride and resilience of the First Nations people, I bid you take care, be kind, be generous, be open to Mother Earth, as she is a beautiful entity, and approach your visions with love. I introduce the Pixwick and the dog sled ride.